Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
It doesn't provide jobs, who will? The private sector is not hiring. These so-called tax breaks that were supposed to allow the private sector to expand and hire, it's not happening. We've had years of tax breaks for the rich. Where are these so-called jobs that they're supposed to provide? Where are they? They don't exist. So this whole idea of trickle-down economics, it's stupid. And those of you who buy into it are extremely foolish to believe that giving tax breaks to the rich is going to help our nation. If the Republicans care so much about the debt, then they should have taxed the rich to help offset the cost.
Hi, Doug Steffen here in the talk review, the battle of the budget, the agreement that avoided a government shutdown. From Fox News, Brent Hume and Brett Baier talking about the calls by some people to increase the taxes on the wealthiest Americans in order to get the budget back where it belongs.
If you listened carefully over the weekend, you heard a talking point the White House will be using again and again in the next stage of the fight over spending. That is, the stage that will follow the president's abandonment of the budget he officially proposed less than 2 months ago in favor of a new plan his aides say really will do something serious about deficits. Whatever spending cuts Mr. Obama offers later this week, it's clear he will rely on higher tax rates to do much of the job. Upper-income Americans, said Obama political strategist David Plouffe, quote, need to contribute to the deficit reduction in this country, end quote. It's hard to argue that, but consider this. According to official data reaching back to 1980, the top 5% of American taxpayers pay 59% of the nation's income taxes. The top 50% pay more than 97%. The bottom 50% pay less than 3%. Under the circumstances, higher income taxpayers can hardly avoid contributing to deficit reduction. The only precondition for that is a growing economy. The more it grows, the more the so-called rich pay, more in dollar terms and more in percentage terms. When the economy falters, as it did 3 years ago, the tax contribution by the rich declines. So it would seem the best way to get more tax money out of the rich is to keep the economy growing. That is not exactly a compelling argument for raising anybody's taxes. Brett?
But what about entitlement reform, where the president has been and perhaps where he will be as of Wednesday?
You can't make any serious progress against the deficit long term, or even really in the short term, without doing something to rein in entitlement spending. The president is faced with a situation where the public, and especially the independents who were so vital to his election and so vital to the reverses he had in this most recent election, want entitlement spending reined in. So he's going to have to find a way to go along with doing it. He may have to abandon many in his party to do it. My guess is, when it comes down to it, he will.
Lisa, calling in from Carson City, Nevada, thinks the Republicans ought to stop being so difficult to deal with regarding the budget, since most of the problem is their fault in the first place.
First off, I'd like to say, out of the $14 trillion deficit that we have, $9.5 trillion of it, you can lie directly at the feet of Reagan, Bush, and Reagan. Furthermore, I would like to mention that of the, this is CBO's figures that were stated, 20% for defense, 20.85% for Medicare, 20.35% for Social Security, and 6% interest. Now, those figures add up to 67.2%, which leaves 32.8%. And who gets that money? Could that be the tax cuts for the 400 people who are sitting on $40 trillion of America's wealth? And you don't have to take my word for it. You can take that from David Brockman, who happened to have been the former Reagan White House budget director. And he called the midterm elections the big lie. We have now drifted for 30 years, both parties, and unfortunately have become free lunch parties, Republicans cutting taxes every chance that they get.
Coming up, we'll hear from a military family on just how the shutdown affects them here on the Talk Radio Review.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Most of the time, we don't notice the engineered systems that affect our daily lives. That's because they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. If you flick a light switch and the light turns on, you don't give it a second thought. If the light fails, however, it's a different story. So why don't things go wrong more often? Well, each object in your home has been designed by engineers. And engineers don't just design things to work. They also figure out what could go wrong with the design, ways to prevent those things from going wrong, and ways to minimize the damage if things do go wrong. Engineers analyze all of this in a process called risk assessment. Risk assessment might sound simple, but it's actually a complicated process. Assessing risk is a rigorous technical process that involves sophisticated methodologies. Engineers must be vigilant in analyzing and applying protocols and scenarios to thwart events that can cause an undesirable consequence. For more information, visit www.asme.org.
River Point Wellness Center.
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having a treatment on my spider veins.
Okay, and can I ask why you're canceling?
Well, I found this product that really works.
Can I ask what product?
Oh, sure. It's Vinacura.
If you have frustrating spider or varicose veins, you don't have to get a treatment. Just get to your phone for a risk-free trial of Vinacura. Call 1-800-499-3227. All natural Vinacura contains a clinically proven ingredient that visibly erases spider and varicose veins, even if you've had them for years. It even helps alleviate discomfort. The results are so impressive, people who've tried it say it's life-changing. Find out how you can try Vinacura free for 30 days and watch as your spider and varicose veins disappear from view faster than you thought possible. Call now for your risk-free trial of Vinacura. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-499-3227. 1-800-499-3227.
It's spring. Time for some fresh, entertaining ideas.
Member Paula Rickenstein on a spring taste of Sam's Club Open House. Sample and shop free with no upcharge.
I get to taste before I make my menu, so I know my guests will love it all.
Fresh meats and produce, delicious sides, and more. All you have to do is
spring into Sam's Club.
The Spring Taste of Sam's Club, April 15th through 17th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Not a member? Join at the event and get a free cookbook. Details at samsclub.com/spring. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Talk Radio Countdown, Doug Steffen from CNN, Erica Roach, whose husband is in the Navy, talked to T.J. Holmes about how the on-again, off-again threat of a shutdown affects their family.
I very much am relieved that there's no shutdown, that we're going to get our paychecks, but in the same aspect, is it going to be okay on Thursday? I mean, are we going to have to go through this again?
So you feel like you're still on edge. You don't trust them until it's done, if you will.
Exactly. Like, I mean, I, you know, have two kids that I need to take care of with this paycheck. And, you know, I work a part-time job, but it's not enough. It doesn't compensate for what my husband makes.
Yeah.
And to know that that's at risk if, you know, Congress can't agree on everything, that's scary.
Ma'am, what was your reaction, or what is it, to hear... frankly, that the back and forth and some of the things that are being argued about, and you know people are, so much of this is politics, but you're a real person with a real family, and we can hear your real children in the background as we talk to you here. What's that like for you to be, to listen to your situation almost, and your family, and your husband being used as some kind of political pawn almost, in what is quite frankly a political game?
It hurts. I mean, to know that, you know, the military members in general and their families, we sacrifice so much. You know, our husbands and wives go on deployments. They don't get to see their, you know, significant other. They don't get to see their kids. I have friends, you know, who have missed the birth of their children. And to know that we can just be, you know, a pawn to see who's going to fold their cards faster, it's just unfair.
Erica, and this is kind of a personal question, but it sounds like you were kind of alluding to this, but would you consider your family one that does, in fact, live and have to live paycheck to paycheck almost?
Yes, I would say that. You know, money is tight. If we could put more in savings, I definitely would. That's why I went and got a job, you know, so that things weren't so bad. You know, we have extra money for gas and groceries, and, you know, if we want to go take the kids to go do something on the weekends, you know, that's why I went and tried to help myself. I mean, I'm perfectly capable of working. It's just harder to find, you know, sitters for my kids when, you know, I don't really want to pay childcare costs.
Well, Erica, I thank you so much for being willing to share your story with the American people. I know it's not easy to do, but if you knew you had the ear of every congressman up there on Capitol Hill right now, and you had a moment to say something to them that you think might work to help them do their jobs a little better or do it a little quicker or to keep your family in mind, what would you say to them?
I would say that they need to keep in mind that their job is to serve the American people and what's going to be best for them, not what's going to be best for their political party, and not what's going to benefit themselves. They need to get their acts together. Our country is facing some very, very tough times ahead, and we need to get out of this as quickly as possible.
Talk host Frank Beckman here with Congressman Mike Rogers about how a small portion of the budget is being cut, and why that seems to be significant.
If you look at the cuts, $38 billion, and compare it to the overall budget of about $3.8 trillion, you're talking 1/1,000th of the budget that we've saved. Why is that so significant here?
Well, it's the first time it's happened at any magnitude, which isn't, you know, it's certainly no excuse. But here's the problem. So last year, the Democrats did not pass a budget. Now, they had the House and the Senate and the President. They didn't pass the budget because, one member said, it's just a hot potato, so we don't want to do that. So normally what happens is they pass the budget, and then you manage against the budget. So you spend your money according to what the budget says, just like businesses do every year, just like you do in your own house. So they didn't pass it. So we've been going on this convoluted system of continuing resolutions, which means we just keep the government, you know, inching along. So what happened was the budget that the president had laid out, although they didn't pass, was a significant amount more money. So they were appropriating money against a budget that didn't pass that was huge, hoping that nobody was paying attention to what they were doing. Well, what I think you saw was people were paying attention. So we went back and said, well, that's not going to work. So this year, for the remainder of the year, we need $61 billion. And remember, we take over in January. The Republicans take over in the House in January. That's already into the fiscal year. So their spending had already been happening since October. And so that's why these numbers look a little funny. So we went back and said, at least give us 61. And Harry Reid said, nope, that is draconian and horrible and terrible. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi came out and said people will die in the streets and all of that. And so that's why that number got kicked around. That would have totaled about $100 billion total out of the president's budget, which is what we said we would do. And so that's how we kind of got where we are today, and why the amount that we talked about was there. But I argue, Frank, this is just the beginning. We've got a budget coming out that is going to fundamentally change how Washington spends money. That's where I think Americans, and I hope they continue to be engaged, because that's where we make sure we don't hand a bankruptcy slip to our kids.
Coming up next, we'll get to your calls on the budget and the politics and the averted shutdown as Doug Steffen continues remotely, focused on the talk radio world on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, Doug Steffen here in the talk review, the battle of the budget, the agreement that avoided a government shutdown. Here's George from Houston with some thoughts on the cuts.
I think that all that proved this time is that significant and necessary cuts cannot be made politically as things stand. The ship is sinking. The problem is that people believe that somehow the government's job is to employ everyone. If that's the case, we should just change the name of the country to USSA. And move on. If you do the math, you'll find that even if it's 78 or 100, it's still not statistically significant relative to the debt that we have piled up. We've lived too long spending beyond our means, and I think that what we're headed for is a collapse of the U.S. dollar.
Tom in Nevada thinks it's insane that our troops were risking having their pay stopped if the government had shut down.
I just really have a comment. I just can't imagine being a soldier in Afghanistan in the heat and the grit and the violence and talking to my wife at home and hearing that my paycheck would be cut and then being that wife and watching this foolishness on TV. Something has to be done to where the soldiers would always get paid. I think the Congress and the Senate are the ones that should have had their paychecks delayed. I just think it's an embarrassment for the country.
Here's Taco's Barry Armstrong with callers who think they know how to cut our budget.
Scott, how's it going?
Good. Thank you. I have three simple ways to get our house in order.
Okay. I'm writing them down.
The problem we have today is not a revenue problem, it's a spending problem.
Okay.
And I will give you these three ways. The first thing you should do is cut the budget across the board for everything by 5%.
All right.
For the 2012.
Got it.
And then each year, for the next 10 years, cut the budget another 1%.
Okay.
That's two. And the third thing is you should reduce the tax-paying burden on everybody's weekly paycheck by 2% each year until everybody gets down to either 25% or they get to the point But here's Scott, it's only counts for the people who are paying taxes, right. Not people.
But you want to cut spending, and to cut spending, that means cutting Social Security. You have to reduce Social Security benefits that you're paying out, Scott.
But if you reduce the taxes,
yeah,
that's going to spur enough revenue, because you know when you give them back their own money instead
yep.
of putting it into that funnel, that toilet funnel up in Washington,
yeah,
it will come back and increase the revenue.
Well, look, I'm with you on that part. What I want you to hear yourself saying is that Social Security benefits will be reduced. And that's always been the third rail politically, Scott. Nobody's been willing to do that. The Republicans have come out and said, hey, this is what needs to be done. And they're right, by the way. You have to accomplish your 5% spending cuts, you're going to have to dramatically reduce Medicare benefits, and you're going to have to dramatically reduce Social Security and Medicaid. Because remember, those three items, folks, those three budget items comprise 60% of our annual budget. Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Think about it. Our next call is Hank.
How can you raise taxes on somebody that don't pay any taxes?
Well, on the rich. You're saying the rich don't pay taxes?
No, look at GE and all them organizations. They know the loopholes, the shortcuts, the grants, the tax reductions.
Yeah.
You can raise all the that is a propaganda thing. They make like they're raising taxes on the rich, but then they go to their lawyers and go through the loopholes and they don't pay nothing.
Coming up, we're going to hear from both sides of the aisle on the budget battle. Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there for their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit uso.org.
Would you like to own a brand new computer and improve your credit at the same time? If you have a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99, you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Computer Funding says you're approved guaranteed, even if you have bad credit or no credit. All you need is a bank account and can afford weekly payments of just $29.99 for only 12 months. We even report on your credit so you can help start to build or rebuild a positive rating today. Call 888-263-1149. Call right now and we'll include a free 20-inch LCD TV and free printer with your paid purchase. That's a free LCD TV and free printer. Don't wait. Call now for your computer or wireless laptop and help build or rebuild your credit today. Call 888-263-1149. 888-263-1149. That's 888-263-1149.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, back to the second half of this hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. On MSNBC, Dylan Radigan talks to Senator John Tester of Montana, who made a deal, the deal to get his vote, changes the EPA approach to how the wolves, the gray wolves that hurt the farmers in his state, are being treated.
Senator Tester, what's your take first on where the dust cleared on the deal to avoid the shutdown the other night? Was it a good deal in your view?
Well, I think that, you know, we work in the business of give and take, and I think this was give and take. And ultimately, in the end, we still have to analyze what's in it, but we're hearing $8 billion reductions, State Department, $13 billion in health, education, labor, $3 billion in military, and we're keeping things like Pell Grants and early childhood education and things like that. So, you know, we will see in the end, but I think it's something that I think was a good work to the middle, so to speak, and I think it'll be good for the country, and I think it'll help us move forward over the next 6 months for sure.
Now, as we move on to what's going to clearly be a big showdown over the debt limit in the period ahead, and the president looking to get out in front of that on this speech on Wednesday, here's my idea I want to float for you, Senator. Why shouldn't Obama come out and say, look, when it comes to the debt limit, I want to let's agree to increase the debt limit just enough to accommodate the debt in Paul Ryan's highly touted plan. So we'll increase it by $5.7 trillion over the next decade and $14 trillion between now and 2030 or so, because Ryan's budget never balances until then. Why wouldn't that suffice as a way for Democrats to talk about this issue?
Well, I think ultimately in the end what we want to talk about is a plan that's going to work for the near future and the long future. I don't think Congressman Ryan's plan will work in the short term or the long term. What he's doing to Medicare, Medicaid, what he's doing for health care for our veterans, what he's doing anticipating unemployment rate at 2.8% and added to the national debt, as you said, some $5.7 trillion, that plan isn't going to work. What Americans want, they want a plan that's going to work. They want a plan that I think takes into everything, entitlements, military spending, discretionary spending, tax reform, everything. I hope that's what the president comes out with when he addresses the nation comes out with a plan that we can take as Congress and massage and change and move in a direction that will help get this country financially solvent in the short term and the long term. Remember this, Matt, we didn't get into this debt situation overnight. We're not going to get out of it overnight, but I think it is going to take some carefully crafted measures so we don't set the economy on its ear, but yet allow the business to grow and create jobs and move forward into the future.
Well, but, you know, and I'm critiquing Paul Ryan's plan, but the truth is, as you know, President Obama's budget that he put out earlier this year adds even more debt than Paul Ryan's and the Republican plan does. Why do we need these 20, 30, 40-year plans to balance the budget? Back in the, you know, in the mid-90s, both parties got together and came up with ways to balance the budget over 5 or 6 years. I understand we need to let the unemployment rate come down, and we want to balance having short-term, not cutting too fast, but the idea that we need 20, 30, 40-year plans to balance the budget, I think most Americans think that's crazy.
Well, I would agree with that, too. I mean, I think that we should be looking for as short a term as possible. But keep in mind, we just came out of the roughest recession since the 1930s. We still ain't out of the woods yet. So we need to work for a plan in the short term that's going to continue to create jobs. And as that economy grows and as the plan kicks in, I think we'll be able to see some changes in the debt and the deficit that that people can accept.
Here's host Dale Jackson talking to Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama about the cuts in the budget and the agreement, and if it's enough.
Who's the big winner in all of this, Congressman Brooks, the budget battle that took place in the shutdown averted? Who's the winner?
Well, the biggest winner is the American people.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Well, first, let me correct something. If I heard correctly what you were saying earlier, these are absolute cuts, about $38.5 billion over how much was spent last year. We're spending about $80 billion less than what Barack Obama wanted to spend in the budget he proposed.
The numbers I'm looking at say this is about his proposed budget and the numbers that he wanted.
And that's inaccurate. What we were told and what we've done so far is we've cut absolute spending dollars, about $38.5, $39 billion in cuts over how much was spent during the last fiscal year. We're about $78 to $80 billion over how much he wanted to pursuant to the budget that Obama proposed.
You're the only one that I've heard say that.
I don't know what other congressman you've spoken to or people who have privy to the inside information.
So these are absolute spending cuts. So the U.S. federal government is spending $30 billion less this year than they did last year.
$38.5
billion. Okay, so we're spending less money than we spent last year. Then how come the debt continues to go up? And when you look at next year's budget, where they continue to talk about this, Paul Ryan's budget being trumpeted like it's the greatest thing ever. In reality, over the next 10 years, our debt still increases 62% as opposed to 82% with how Obama wants.
Well, because how much we spent last year was over $1 trillion deficit. So over $1 trillion had to be borrowed in order to pay it.
So are we moving in the right direction?
Yes, but not as fast as we would like.
Coming up, more members of Congress and more talk callers here on the Talk Countdown Show.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-507-3985 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-507-3985 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-507-3985.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Roundup. Even after the agreement has been reached to avoid the shutdown, there's still a lot of debate, a lot of haggling, a lot of discussion going on. Radio host Bob Davis and Sue Jeffers arguing with a caller about the cuts and what they really mean to you, me, and them.
Bill, good morning.
I hear a lot about the budget cuts, but it don't do anything about the cost of living. You know, you're talking about money's already collected with taxes and stuff. I mean, the price of fuel has nothing to do with cutting the budget. I mean, these individuals, if you do cut the budget and people do lose their job, then what are you going to do with them? I mean, you going to pay a man to work or you going to pay a man to sit in?
Well, this is the argument that if we eliminate government jobs, that somehow it's going to hurt the economy. The opposite is true, Bill, and they've done a number of studies that show that the opposite is true. And either you believe it or you don't.
Okay, I don't believe it because what y'all want to do is make Obama look bad. Simple as that.
No, we want Obama to come over to our side.
He's doing a good enough job on his own. He doesn't need our help.
We got $1.8 million jobs that's been added since 2010.
Right, which is far below the level needed to keep up with population growth.
The rate is down. Can you admit that? It's below 9%.
Yeah, sure. But here's the thing, Bill. Okay, Hang on a second. You can say that, but here's the situation. The unemployment rate is down largely because the participation level in the economy is down. You are saying that if government jobs are taken, it will hurt the economy. We are saying it's the exact opposite. If you cut government back, you'll have more efficient spending, you'll have higher productivity, and unemployment will go down because the government doesn't spend money efficiently. Here's a great example. They gave the state of Minnesota $2 billion in the last biennium. They spent the money. What did they spend it on? Do you know?
Nope.
Did it go to shovel ready jobs and produce and create jobs for people? No. There is no evidence that the stimulus created any jobs, my friend.
It did, man.
No, it didn't.
No. No, it didn't.
There is no evidence. What's the evidence?
Look here. What's the evidence? In the auto industry that during that time was getting ready to lose their jobs. You have big business fans. Hey, we finna close down because we don't have the money. But if you want to complain about how much this man didn't spend, let's talk about how much money that Bush took before he left out of office, $700 billion. Nobody say nothing about that.
Here's Peter Tillon from his Los Angeles radio program talking to David Frum, a former Democratic operative, about the cuts that Congress finally has agreed to.
Let me ask you, how are they going to do this? Because now they got to do real cuts that make real impact. First of all, I got to say, the GOP and the Tea Party's agenda did look like it reshaped this whole thing, correct? Those voices are reshaping it. Ryan's budget, love it, hate it, agree with parts of it, want to throw it all out. It's out there in the ether.
Yeah, I think Ryan's budget is actually
a very theoretical exercise. I'm one of the few people who's not so charmed with it. Let me give you an example of why I think Ryan's budget is not that important. The big savings in Ryan's budget come from changing the way Medicare is supported. Instead of the government saying, giving everybody a card and saying, buy all, senior citizens, buy all the health care you want, what they're going to say is, we're going to, you buy your own health insurance from a private insurer, and we'll give you enough money to cover most of it. And over the years, what we give you will become less and less valuable. So 10, 15 years from now, when youngsters like you are applying for it, you will discover that what you get from the government doesn't begin to cover the cost of Medicare. So at that point, will you say, well, that's too bad. So Paul Ryan has spoken, so it must be done. The decrees of Paul Ryan are eternal forevermore. Or will you and people like you and people like me, because I'm 50, will we start banging on the doors of our congressmen saying, hey, we want a more full voucher. We want a voucher that covers all of our medical costs, just like they did for our older brothers and sisters. And at that point, the Ryan plan falls apart. The whole thing is premised on senior citizens of 15 years from now being much more politically passive than senior citizens are today, and I don't see that happening.
It's interesting because now the American public is privy. They've peeled away the onion a little bit for the public, and everybody's talking about money and budgets and what we want and what we don't want. Every budget that we are going to be presented with is going to be based on assumptions, and the public's not going to know which of these assumptions are accurate or not, because we don't know what the economy is going to be doing in 3 months, in 6 months, in a year. We don't know if jobs are going to go from, you know, China to Vietnam to the Sudan. We have no idea.
Well, we can be very worried, actually, what's going to happen to the economy over the next couple of months. Well, let me just give you a couple of pointers about why the conversation maybe would be more useful to have. President Obama included in the tax package passed in December a payroll tax cut. Everybody is paying less payroll tax for the period up to December of this year. All of that money that the Americans had put back in their pocketbooks has already been subtracted from it by rising oil prices. So the net effect of the payroll tax cut is zero, and it expires in December. The Republicans, unwisely in my opinion, oppose the payroll tax cut and are not likely to see it restored. So we could see higher taxes on most people coming in December in any way, and that's on top of the oil price tax. Meanwhile, we have the Federal Reserve seeing that it's quantitative easing, its second quantitative easing, it did a little bit of good, but it hasn't really goosed the economy sufficiently. It's now thinking, do we do a third quantitative easing? Nobody supports that. We're constantly being criticized on all the cable talk shows. Again, in my opinion, not correctly, but that's where public opinion is. So we could be in a situation in December where we have higher oil prices. We have them now, where taxes on most people go up through the expiration of the payroll tax holiday in December, and where the money supply gets tight again. Fiscal tightening, monetary tightening, oil price tightening, that adds up to kind of a nervous outlook for the latter half.
Well, and not to mention the fact that we do have some people going back to work, but what are their wages? Do they have an extra dollar to spend on anything?
That's right. We have job creation, but we don't seem to have wage increase, and the pace of job creation is very slow relative to what America needs.
CNN's Kieran Chetry talked to Congressman James Clyburg of South Carolina about comments John Boehner made about the debt ceiling.
What kind of strings do you think should be attached to raising the debt limit, if any? I mean, John Boehner said that there would have to be some very big strings attached. What do you think the Republicans would attach to that?
Well, I don't know what they've got in mind, but I think that what the president is going to lay out for the country, I think it's on Wednesday, I think that would be a good starting point. I believe he's going to propose a comprehensive approach to bringing down our debt and going toward eliminating these deficits. And he will have an approach that will deal with revenues as well as expenditures. And so that may be a good starting point to latch onto the debt ceiling.
Well, Congressman, it's interesting. Republicans have signaled they will again, like they did with this budget for 2011 that came down to the wire on Friday, fundamental changes, perhaps in health care policy and the environment over the abortion debate again, in exchange for their support on raising this debt ceiling. Are those concessions a reality for Democrats that you might have to make these concessions in order to get this done?
Well, I would hope that the Republicans would stop all of this charade dealing with these riders or these idealistic approaches to governance, and let's get to the issue of bringing down the debt, eliminating these deficits, and putting our house on fiscal sound footing. That's what the people would like to see of us. We can have all of these ideological debates at some other time in some other way. None of that should be tied to the budget.
Japan and Libya are our next stops. Up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things as personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. As we focus on the world of issue-oriented talk radio and talk television, political talk radio, from CNN, Suzanne Malveau speaking with former EPA Administrator Christine Todd Whitman about the nuclear situation in Japan and about the safety of our own nuclear plants.
What about the safety, the future of nuclear plants in this country? From New York, I want to bring in former EPA Administrator and former New Jersey Governor, Christy Todd Whitman. Thank you so much for being here. Full disclosure, currently co-chairs a nuclear advocacy group paid for by nuclear energy. But we want to talk about Japan here, if we can just focus on that for a minute, because what we've been seeing here is that new news regarding the Fukushima plant and now Japanese people's exposure to radiation, it gets more and more devastating as we learn more about this. When you watch this, do you believe that you've heard the worst out of Japan? Or do you suspect, you even suspect that we're looking at another Chernobyl?
Well, we certainly hope we've heard the worst. I can't presume to know one way or the other because I'm not there. But clearly every day seems to pose another challenge to them. They've now widened the evacuation zone, as you say. But in fairness, if you think about it, that's exactly what the chairman of our Nuclear Regulatory Commission suggested from the get-go. So whether that recognizes an increased problem or just finally saying, yes, we should have done this all along, I can't tell you. But obviously, if that sort of thing were ever to happen in this country, you would have seen this kind of an evacuation zone from the get-go.
Obviously, for some folks, it's a little too little too late. When you look at our nuclear facilities in this country, are you convinced that they are safe? Are they prepared for anything, whether it's earthquake, tsunami, even a strategic attack?
Well, I mean, you can never say you're prepared for everything. Obviously, you just can't predicate and predict everything that might happen, but certainly ours are enormously safe. After 9/11, they vastly increased the security around them, and they're learning and imposing new restrictions right now as we speak. I think, as you recognize, it's in the middle of a crisis is the worst time to make long-term policy, but this is when you start taking initial steps, and already the nuclear energy industry has told every one of the operators they have to perform their four steps that they have to take within a month to go back and check what would they do if they lost power, what would they do in case of water, are they secure enough if there were to be a direct attack on them from an airplane. Of course, these are all things they've been anticipating before, but now obviously you ratchet up a step.
What's the biggest threat?
We've never seen anything like this.
What is the biggest threat, do you think, to our nuclear plant?
If you take what happened in Japan, the biggest threat would be the combination of an earthquake that causes a tsunami. Actually, the reactors in Japan work the way they should in reaction to the earthquake. They shut down. That's what they're supposed to do. It was a tsunami that took out the cooling, the generators that provided the cooling for the rods. And so that's something you've got to, about which we all need to be concerned, and we are. And that's why the industry is spending so much time, as is the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, which is a separate government agency overseeing the industry, to make sure that they're following through on the kinds of security measures that we need to take. But, you know, you can never say you can anticipate absolutely everything.
Shepard Smith from Fox talking to correspondent David Lee Miller about the latest from Libya. Efforts continue to get rid of Gaddafi.
The Libyan Rebel Council now shooting down a proposal to end the fighting there because members say it was missing one key element, a way to get rid of this guy. Protesters packed the streets of the rebel stronghold of Benghazi as a five-nation African Union team met with opposition leaders there to try to work out terms of a ceasefire. Colonel Gaddafi reportedly accepted the deal just yesterday, but the rebels said today no deal as long as Gaddafi stays in power. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton seems to agree with that story.
There needs to be a transition that reflects the will of the Libyan people and the departure of Gaddafi from power and from Libya.
So for now, the battle continues unabated in cities all across the Libyan landscape. Here, rebels fired rockets into the town of Brega, trying to win control of a key oil port that's seen so much violence in recent days. This back-and-forth battle, just a small snapshot of the big picture stalemate. David Lee Miller, streaming live in Tripoli, Libya now. David Lee?
Shepard, some very controversial claims tonight by Libyan officials. Just a short time ago at a news conference, the minister here for social affairs said that Libya's former foreign minister is now a prisoner of war, a POW, that is being held by the British. Now, you might recall that the former foreign minister, Moussa Koussa, flew to London last month and then defected. Now, Libyan officials are saying tonight that there is the possibility that he might have been kidnapped. Also, Libyan officials on state television say that there have been more airstrikes today in the central part of the country. NATO is saying the air assaults are going to continue to protect civilians, and Libyan officials, at least verbally attacking NATO now, saying that the alliance is responsible for the majority of children who have died in the city of Misrata. When pressed for particulars and specifics, the official says that they will reveal those at a future date. And lastly now, speaking out, perhaps the most well-known son of Muammar Gaddafi, Saif al-Islam, he gave an interview to a French television station here in Tripoli over the weekend. He was asked about the possibility that his father could relinquish power and resign. When asked, he responded simply by saying, "That's ridiculous."
So all of this stuff, lots of ground we've covered again today, especially in this hour of the Countdown. If you'd like more, please visit the Talk Radio Countdown section at DougSteffen.com.